I recorded this conversation with Haynesboro manager Deborah Schnabel Monday morning. We talked about the agenda for Tuesday's assembly meeting, including Alaska State Trooper Colonel Hans Brinke's planned presentation. Brinke postponed his visit later in the day, so he will not speak at Tuesday's assembly meeting as planned. I'm KHNS News Director Emily Files here with Haynesboro Manager Deborah Schnabel, and we're going to take a look at what's coming up for the Tuesday, September 26th Haynesboro Assembly Meeting. Hey, Deborah.
Hi.
So I want to talk first about the Trooper Director, Colonel Hans Brinke. He's going to be giving a presentation at the assembly meeting tomorrow. So tell me about what you're hoping to hear from him.
The borough has received over the last, I'd say, 6 or 8 months, letters of correspondence, not from Colonel Brinke, but from his predecessor, Colonel Cockrell, with a successively more restricted sense of what the troopers will do here in the Haynes community. And as you know, we've been trying to respond to that. And a lot of the community has developed their own ideas about how the troopers should be responding and what they should be doing. And we thought it would be best, rather than the community to be arguing amongst ourselves about what the troopers should or would or could do, that we would bring Mr. Brinke here, Colonel Brinke, to tell us to our faces what exactly the limitations are going to be for the Haynesboro.
So there's been some confusion because the Haynes-based Alaska State Trooper post was closed several months ago.
Right. We did receive notification that it would not be filled, that the post itself was going to be removed from their schedule. And we have subsequently heard, when the governor came to town, I know they got Colonel Brinke quite distressed because the governor told us that, oh, it was just a matter of getting more troopers. And as soon as we get the troopers back into, get them all the posts filled, then Haynes will have a trooper. But the Alaska State Troopers, the Department of Public Safety, has identified a need for more troopers in Western Alaska. So even if there was, even having lost this post to Western Alaska, what I've understood is that even more, if new posts are developed or filled, even more will go to Western Alaska. So I think that there are a lot of people in the community that can make an argument, and I can make that argument too, that the state has a responsibility to provide police and law enforcement services statewide. But there's a reality point for, you know, with the money, how can you really do that? There are a lot of communities in Alaska that don't have, you know, coverage with Alaska State Troopers. Our community feels that it's entitled to one. And so we're going to find out from Colonel Brinke whether or not he thinks we're entitled to one, I guess.
Whether this is a permanent situation or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that, the assembly will revisit Tom Morfitt's proposal to restrict Haynesboro police response outside the town site.
Yeah, I thought that was a good way to schedule it because based on what Colonel Brinke has to say, I think that will impact how we approach the question of solving our problem here. I just look forward to that. So, yes, Tom Morfitt has introduced a policy that he would like the administration to be directed to after a certain date to withhold any response for service outside of the town site service area. I expect that to be debated. I already know, having talked to the EMT, and the fire chief, that they're not really happy with that directive because there are times when the EMS people especially can be responding to calls for service that might be dangerous for the providers. So they want police protections oftentimes going outside. So we'll hammer those things out, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. And then there are two separate excise tax ordinances, one for tobacco products and one on marijuana cultivation. And I expect some debate on those as well. The marijuana cultivation excise tax ordinance. At the last meeting, Heather Lundy and Ron Jackson were in favor of raising the amount from $5 to $15 or $20. But the assembly is pretty split on that issue.
I think that that comes down to an untested market. People think that if the tax will keep the, well, we will curtail production and commerce. And others say, no, there's no stopping this great new enterprise and tax them to the limit. But it is a revenue producer. I think it's anticipated to be a revenue producer for any community that has cultivation facilities in it. So, yes, I'm sure it will be debated further.
There's also on the agenda a proposed MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, between the borough and the Haines Economic Development Corporation. The assembly budgeted $95,000 for the HEDC a few months ago, but that money is contingent on the assembly approving this MOU. So mm-hmm. what's the process for that? Is there just going to be this one discussion about it, or could it be
It could go on forever, I'm mm-hmm. sure, but hopefully it will. An MOU has been drafted between the borough staff and the members of the board of directors, some members of the board of directors of HEDC. And we've got an MOU put together that will define a year. It's a year of relationship between HEDC and the borough. And I'm excited about it. I hope that the assembly shares that enthusiasm for seeing if this is a way that we can approach economic development. And it's not that there's going to be a magic wand waved and suddenly we have economic development in the community, but I think that the HEDC in this first year will lay the groundwork for creating a healthier economy. And the first task in this year will be the baseline data so that we actually describe our community in terms of how much investment do we have in the fishing industry? How much investment do we have in mining? How much investment do we have in social services, in government? You know, get a profile. You know, you've seen those demographics, you know, or the profile of the community and that you need to have in a community in order to launch an economic development program and determine whether or not you've made a difference.
Does the HEDC think that this will be the only borough funding it needs, or will it continue to need annual funding from the borough?
I think it will continue to need annual funding. Most economic development corporations like in Sitka, Juneau, Skagway, they're always funded by the municipality in the early years and then continue to be funded by municipalities, especially when we have a dedicated, you know, sales tax to fund economic development. So I think that will stay. Hopefully, the HEDC will be able to attract monies through grants or also from private foundations or businesses. Admittedly, it's an idea that, you know, I have been supportive of for many years. I mean, even when I was on the assembly, then working with the Chamber of Commerce, developing this concept as an alternative for having a staff member, a borough staff member. I think that in this first year, if they hire well and get a good, solid person that understands small communities and the challenges of the geography and the environment, I think it will. I think we'll find out in the long run. This is a really good model to use. It works in lots of places.
Finally, there's a discussion on the Mud Bay Spring on the assembly agenda. What's that about?
That is about Tom Morfitt wanting, and there are other people in the community, but he as an assembly member asked that this be on the agenda. Because of the recent, well, KHNS wanted to test the water, the water coming out of the pipe. There seems to be a discussion about whether that's a spring or just groundwater, and I've been told by DEC that it is groundwater and it is simply directed diverted into this pipe. DEC has recommended that under any circumstances be boiled. And so Tom, I think, wants to see the borough start a program of periodic routine testing of the water to let people know whether or not it is safe to drink. It's not recommended that the borough take that responsibility on, but we'll see what the assembly wants to do.
That was Haynesboro manager Deborah Schnabel speaking Monday morning. After our conversation, we found out that Alaska State Trooper Colonel Hans Brinke postponed his visit to Haynes.